The Trump administration thinks the U.S. is spending too much on foreign aid and is proposing to cut $4 billion in federal aid spending. The White House is getting some bipartisan pushback on that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi actually says the cuts could be illegal. So how much does the U.S. actually spend on foreign aid? Most of us don't really have a handle on that. Some think it's about 30% of the federal budget. Others guess it's more like 50%. Steve O'Connell was the chief economist at USAID during the Obama administration. He joins us from Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania. Steve, let's clear this up right now. What percent of the federal budget does the U.S. spend on foreign aid?
Carol, we spend about 1% of the federal budget on foreign aid, and that includes the economic and development assistance part, and a part that is labeled security spending, but is also under the same budget.
So military aid to other countries also comes under that?
No, most military aid doesn't come under that. But there's some military assistance, military-related assistance, that is classified as non-military U.S. assistance.
And what's the purpose of foreign aid?
I think it probably has two or three purposes. So we spend on a broad range of what you might call human development efforts. The biggest dollar we spend is on international aid for health, maternal and child health, HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria. And then we spend on a variety of other forms of assistance for development, infrastructure in support of foreign trade, our Food for Peace program, development of the power sector in Africa, a whole variety of programs.
Critics say the money that goes to foreign aid would be better spent at home, looking after, say, veterans or the homeless. What's your response to that?
Well, we don't spend much on foreign assistance. And so my main response is that we need to right size our obligation and evaluate it from a kind of cost benefit perspective. We spend so little. There's such a strong bipartisan consensus at the Defense Department, I should say, that this foreign assistance spending is complementary to our military spending in terms of our own security. I don't think it's an either or, given how small the budget is.
You keep saying the U.S. foreign aid budget is small. How does it compare to what other wealthy countries spend?
Well, we're a big country. We're a rich country. So in terms of total amount spent, we're at the top of the league tables. In terms of spending as a share of national income, we're at the bottom of those tables. We spend about 0.15% of our income on foreign aid. And the notional UN target is 0.7%.
So to translate, you're saying that in real dollars, we spend the most because a little under 1% is 1% of our giant income. But smaller countries, they may not spend as much in real dollars, but based on the percentage of their income, they're spending more.
I would add one thing. So you could argue that the U.S. is not particularly generous in this mode, if you want to just compare it to our income. Nonetheless, because we are a big, rich economy, the ways we choose to spend our money have impact. We're often the biggest player on the ground in the key areas where we decide to concentrate our resources. So we're in a position where for us to back off of our admittedly low percentage contribution could really be losing a position of leadership and leverage that we've had by virtue of our big size.
Steve O'Connell was the chief economist at USAID during the Obama administration. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks very much, Carol.